Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going down to Alabama, one of the worst members of Congress, the Hall of Fame of Skullduggery, Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks is running for the Senate, right-wing nut, endorsed by Trump in the Senate primary to succeed Senator Shelby. Now, Shelby is an Alabama Republican conservative, but by their standards, he was moderate in the sense that he wasn't a right-wing nut and didn't keep shooting his mouth off, and he not running for re-election. He's endorsed one of his aides, a woman who's one of his aides, and she apparently is garnering a lot of support down there. She raised $2 million last month. That's a lot of money anywhere, and especially for Alabama politics. It begins to look as if the bloom is off Trump's rose and Mo Brooks's rose. But Mo Brooks is distinguished for another purpose, another reason, and that is Eric Swalwell, Democratic congressman from California, very good guy, is suing Mo Brooks for ginning up the insurrection. And he has a claim. He said, they came to kill me. Mo Brooks was the guy that helped gin them up. And they caused a lot of damage in the Capitol, including to, you know, my operations. I don't know if they broke into Swalwell's office, but whatever it was, he is standing. Somebody lathered up a bunch of people to come in and get him. And that is actionable. Now, Mo Brooks has tried a lot of ways to defeat that lawsuit. One of them is he hid, literally hid. No one knew where he was, so he couldn't be served with process. So that the process server, which could be a deputy sheriff, it could be a private process server, comes with the papers. Technically, when you start a lawsuit, you have to give the papers to the other side so they knew they're suing. They know they're being sued. And even though everybody knows he's being sued, there's the technical requirement that you have to physically place it in their hands. And if they really hide for a long time, you can publish it in certain newspapers, but that's a hassle and it's attackable. So they went looking for Mo Brooks. They should have gotten bloodhounds to look for Mo Brooks. He was hiding. He's an expert apparently at disguises. And they finally nailed him. They nailed him because somebody in his household was in their garage and the guy walks up the driveway and hands her the papers. And that is lawful service of process. And then Alabama, because Mo Brooks leaned on him, now wants to criminally prosecute the process server who walked up the driveway and handed it to the member of his household saying it was a felony trespass. I mean, this is unbelievable. But anyway, Mo Brooks got caught. Now he has to respond. And in his response, he wants the court, of course, to dismiss the case. But his defense is unbelievable. Remember, he was endorsed by Trump and is endorsed by Trump in an Alabama primary, Republican primary, to succeed Richard Shelby, the incumbent senator. Trump endorsed him. And here's what he says in response. He said is, quote, you know, Trump is the one who instigated me to do it. And because what he's accused of saying, I'm talking about Mo Brooks, is Mo Brooks that day said, quote, today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking ASS. That's what he said, Mo Brooks. Today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking, etc. And now he said, I didn't mean that. Trump told me to do it. Trump asked me to do it. The White House did call him. White House aides told by Trump called Mo Brooks, and they go, we need you to help lead this thing. We need you to lather these people up. And he said, yes, sir. Now, first of all, this is the guy Trump who is endorsing him for the Senate, okay? Still endorsing him for the Senate. Turned on him like a dog. Secondly, let's say he pre-cleared that with Trump. Let's say he called Trump's people and said, look, I got to get out of this lawsuit. I'm just going to say that Trump urged me to do it. Everybody else has said Trump's involved anyway. It won't hurt him anymore. Is that okay? Please don't withdraw your endorsement. And that's the way stuff works in politics. And let's just suppose that happened. Let's just suppose that Mo Brooks isn't freelancing here. How is that a defense? You're a member of Congress. And what? Another guy calls you up and says, I want you to betray your fellow congressman. I want you to lather up a bunch of guys in yahoos who are going to go up there and say, hang Mike Pence, beat Nancy Pelosi to death, going through the hallway saying, oh, Nancy, breaking into chambers, getting shot by Capitol Police, gouging eyes out. And you went along with that. You lathered that up because a guy told you to do it. That's not a defense. If two guys hold up a gas station, one guy's caught and he said, I didn't really want to do it, but the other guy told me he wanted me to help him on it. What do you think happens? They laugh at him. They laugh at him and he goes to prison. And he should go to prison. And so in this particular case, it's the same thing. Mo Brooks says, okay. Bunch of yahoos went up there, insurrectionists. They set up a gallows. They said, hang Mike Pence. They said, oh, Nancy, looking for her to kill her. People are stuffing furniture up against the wall. Members of Congress are hiding in their offices, the door locked and lights off, hoping nobody will think they're there. Somebody gets shot because they're about to break in, Ashley Babbitt, and kill a member of Congress. Officers are beaten up. 130 of them are injured. 130, by the way, are injured. The officer gets his eye gouged out. Another officer gets stabbed to the pole. Two people get trampled. One officer, Sicknick, dies of a stroke the next day after being squirted with bear spray right in his face. And yeah, and I did say, quote, today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking, et cetera. But I wouldn't have done that otherwise if Trump hadn't told me to do it. Oh, really? Okay, if that's the case, Jack, why don't you reject Trump's endorsement in your Senate race? What? You got the endorsement because you asked for it? Really? After this happened? And you're not going to get rid of that endorsement? You like Trump? You're proud of his support? And you're putting this in as a defense to a criminal charge? The only thing remarkable about any of this sad story, the only thing remarkable is that Mo Brooks, it would occur to Mo Brooks to finger Trump. I mean, Trump right now is being hit on a lot of fronts. His company, the Trump Enterprises, are under criminal prosecution in New York. His accountant is in handcuffs. His lawyers, one of them, Cohen, went to prison. The other one, Giuliani, has been had his license suspended in New York. And now it turns out in Washington, D.C. And Trump, there's an unindicted co-conspirator, one that everybody believes is Ivanka Trump. His own daughter could be indicted. And if she is, she has the option of turning on him, her father, or going to prison, a young, you know, relatively young woman with kids. I mean, this thing is ugly as hell. I don't take any pleasure out of any of this. I don't like to see that happen within families. But, and then Mo Brooks fingers Trump. Mo Brooks fingers Trump. With a non-legal affirmative defense that, well, I wouldn't have done it otherwise, but the reason I say today is the day American patriots start taking down names and kicking, et cetera. But Trump told me to do it. Yes, yeah, some bad things happened. Yeah, people died. You know what happens. People got all beaten up and eyes gouged out and all that. But let me go stick it to Trump. And he has his endorsement in the Alabama primary. This is very sad. Very disgusting with Mo Brooks. He's no good. Doesn't belong in the Senate. Doesn't belong in Congress at all. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Every rose has its thorn.